Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Well, week three in Cincinnati, a tough loss for the Packers. One of the key moments early on was when tight end JerMichael Finley was lost for the game due to a concussion. Mike McCarthy said after the game that Finley was a big part of the game plan. Now, his replacement, Andrew Corliss, had some big opportunities to make impact plays, and for a number of different reasons, things just didn't go right. Let's take a look. We're late in the first quarter, and the Packers have just gotten an interception from Sam Shields in good field position on the edge of the red zone. Now here's Corliss at tight end. He's going to sell the play action to the left, slip out to the right, and be wide open for Aaron Rodgers on the bootleg. There's the ball on its way. Lots of room for Corliss to run, a possible big play, but the throw comes up just a little bit short. Now, maybe Corliss didn't run the route the same way Rodgers is used to. Maybe it's just a bad throw or a combination of the two, but a big missed opportunity because the Packers don't get a first down on that series and end up settling for a field goal. Now, Corliss missed all of last season with a knee injury from late in 2011, and he also missed time during training camp in the preseason this past summer, so he's still trying to get his game back. On the very next possession, after another turnover, Rodgers goes to Corliss on a slant pass and the ball is dropped. Another missed chance, unfortunately. Now Corliss rebounds to catch three passes for 21 yards by the end of the game, but there are a couple of other missed opportunities that were not his fault that we'll take a look at now. Back in the first quarter again, this is the series right after Finley has left the game, and here's Corliss, who's going to run a deep seam route down the hash. And you'll see, as he gets a step on the linebacker, he is wide open. The safety is cheating over towards Jordy Nelson, and Corliss has all kinds of room to run. The only problem? Rodgers doesn't have enough time and gets sacked. Here's another view of the same play. Michael Johnson, the defensive end, is the one who's going to get the sack, running a stunt to the inside. Evan Dietrich Smith picks him up. James Starks at running back picks up the blitzing linebacker. The problem is that as Starks goes low to take out the linebacker, he runs into Evan Dietrich Smith, who gets thrown off his block, and just as Rodgers is about to throw the ball to Corliss, down he goes. Fast forward to the fourth quarter, and another case of bad timing proves costly for the Packers. This is 2nd and 6 on the Cincinnati 35-yard line. Here's Corliss, and he will slip out of the backfield and run a short route right to the first down marker. Now he's wide open. Rodgers has a huge window in which to get him the ball. The only problem is the defensive tackle pushes Dietrich Smith back into Rodgers, and he can't get the pass away. Now that was a short pass, so you may be wondering why that was such a big deal. Well, that sack is what set up the 3rd and 12 on which Randall Cobb caught a short pass, dove for the first down. The replay reversal took away the first down. The Packers went for it on 4th and short. Jonathan Franklin fumbled. The Bengals returned it for a touchdown and ended up winning the game. It was a day of missed opportunities and bad timing all around for the Packers. An example of how difficult it can be to keep everything in sync when you lose a key player in the game plan, and also how fine a line there is between the plays that get made and the plays that don't. Hope you enjoyed that, everybody. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time.